From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now we revisit a military attack that has provoked deep anger in Afghanistan and a crisis of confidence between the U.S. and Afghan governments. Last month, a joint U.S.-Afghan military force stormed a small village in western Afghanistan. The troops were searching for a Taliban commander and his fighters. According to survivors of the raid, as well as the Afghan government and the United Nations, the ground attack and subsequent airstrike left about 90 people dead, most of them children. The U.S. military has claimed that no more than 7 civilians were killed and that the rest of the dead, up to 35 people, were Taliban fighters. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson visited that village, and last week she sent us a story from there. She joins us now from Kabul to talk about these latest developments. And Soraya, if it's some clear indication of how prominent this incident is, that the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, met with people from this village, Azizabad, today.
Yes, that's a very rare move. In fact, we believe it's the first time he's actually done that. He went to Shindand, which is the district center, maybe about a half an hour drive from Azizabad, which was the village that was attacked in this military operation. And he went to the mosque there, he said a prayer for the dead, and he basically told the village elders that he met there from Azizabad, as well as local officials, that he was very frustrated, that he felt that they needed to ask God to help stop civilian casualties because he had been unable to do so. And he also promised that he was going to pursue judicial action against the soldiers who were involved in the raid, that he really wants to see them go to trial.
These are two completely differing accounts of what happened in this raid. What accounts for this vast disparity in accounting for the casualties here?
Well, it's a very complicated situation in Afghanistan. Most of the time, these sort of incidents happen in very remote and dangerous locations that you can't even get to, certainly as an independent investigator or Western reporter. And even in this case, I mean, this place was a little bit removed, but we were able to get to it. But the problem is also that you have this Islamic tradition of bodies having to be buried within hours of such an incident. I mean, within 24 hours, and in the case of Afghanistan, they normally bury them within a few hours. Exhumation is impossible because of the same traditions. And again, it leaves no time for independent investigators to come in and do a more forensic sort of look at what has happened here. In the case of the Azizabad strike, you have the American military saying in its report that it actually counted the bodies. But the problem again here is that the villagers and Afghan officials say that many of the dead were buried beneath the rubble that was created by the airstrike, and that a lot of these were little kids and they weren't pulled out for days. In fact, the day that I went there, they had told me that they had buried the last victim the day before, a 6-year-old girl. And on top of that, you have Afghan males with guns. I mean, they're everywhere. Everybody owns a gun. And they will come running out of their home firing if they see strangers, like, you know, Western soldiers showing up in their compound because they want to protect their women. It's a very strong cultural thing, especially for Pashtuns, who are usually involved in these sort of incidents. And so that makes it impossible to know really, you know, what actually happened, and it creates these vastly different accounts.
You do hear this as well, that Taliban militants sometimes pressure villagers to falsify claims of civilian casualties, both to inflame public anger, but also because there's a cash benefit. There are payments made for casualties. What do you make of that argument?
That's absolutely true. Those two factors are very much the case, except in this case, this village is not really located in a Taliban stronghold, so the Taliban pressure argument may not hold.
Given that there are such radically differing versions of what happened here, how will this get resolved?
Well, one thing that's been talked about is a joint inquiry between NATO, which is the umbrella for U.S. forces, the Afghan government, and the United Nations, which has been backing the Afghan side of the story. But what I've heard today is that perhaps that inquiry will not happen after all, because they don't want to prolong the agony that's going on here in Afghanistan and the debate, and it seems like all the sides refuse to budge from where they stand. Another thing that has been talked about, however, is that the Afghan government would like to renegotiate the status of forces agreement with the Western military, which would curtail what they'd be able to do here.
Okay, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson speaking with us from Kabul. Soraya, thanks so much.
You're welcome.